And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Better get ready for this one. It's a little tough. It's called Two Black Eyes. Bam, bam. Uh-oh. Also, we're going to look at if it's possible that there can be too much power. Ooh, well, what has that got to do with things? You'll see. The professor of retirement, our own Marty Schneider, he's going to join us live in today's Facebook post, Just a Few Things Jesus Left Us.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics. Yes. I'm sorry, but yes. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's not even very good radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but you can stand by.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
The hometown advantage. It's up and down Main Street. It's also in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. That's because most folks who work here love living here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At HelpWantedSanDiego.com, we're proud to work our hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Post your job today on HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work. The hometown advantage. You see it in the shops and offices downtown, in our factories, schools, and farms. Jeff the accountant has it. So do Corey in IT and Amber, the vet tech. They found local jobs at HelpWantedSanDiego.com. It's where local employers find local workers like you, people who care about this community. Search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. This year, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel this fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4 and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. President Trump and his supporters are absolutely right that there's a glaring contrast between the way media treat this president and the way the press handled his predecessor, Barack Obama. With Obama, potentially devastating scandals, Benghazi, the IRS, Fast and Furious, the VA, never gained momentum. The press never blamed Obama personally when things went wrong in his administration. For Trump, he's blamed personally for every embarrassment or disappointment under his watch. But conservatives are wrong to suggest that the treatment of Trump is exceptional. George W. Bush and Bill Clinton also got rough handling by the press. It was the always forgiving, generally glowing treatment of Obama that was exceptional. Extraordinary, in fact. Maybe it was his image as a hip, cool dude or his historical status as the first non-white president. But media infatuation with Obama set a dangerous precedent that distorts press relations with the current administration. I'm Michael Medved.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 Cape Race, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 Cape Race, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where I am required by law to at least remember my own email, though I don't have to share it with you. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. David Spoon at KPRZ.com. If you want to send me a personal note, or you can go to the David Spoon Experience on Facebook, send me a message. You're welcome to anytime. I want to point out that tomorrow Scott Wilder is going to be joining us from Save the Children. We've talked about this in the past, and we will dive into this in depth tomorrow. Severe acute malnutrition. That does not mean that the kids are hungry. It means the kids are dying. Just make that distinction. We are not talking about trying to help kids, which we have done with like different groups, Cross International, and the different groups that we've worked with to help feed children. We work on it on a regular basis. This is that next step in that process. So there's kids that you want to feed for a year, but what about the kids that got slipped through the cracks and they're at the point where if they don't get something, they're going to die? That's what this is. It's hard. I give Scott Wilder a lot of credit for spending his time raising funds just to help these kids. It's pretty good stuff. $60 one-time gift. I know that doesn't seem like it's a lot, but it's a lot for any of us. I mean, anybody, $60 is not like nothing. But $60 means a lot more to them probably than it does to us in the context that this is going to provide food that can help a severely acute malnutritioned child survive. And it actually helps them survive for 30 days. You can't just take this ready-to-use therapeutic food and you can't just take food and shove it down their throat. Their body can't process it. So they created a food that helps piece by piece. And it's saving lives. And that matters. $60 goes a long way. We encourage you to go to KPRZ.com or call 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. Do it out of gratitude, not guilt. Do not give because you're feeling manipulated. If you in any way, at any time, in any fashion feel manipulated, I'm telling you right now, you do not have to be. We're just trying to reach the people that are pointed towards this, and there is no disrespect for anybody who cannot do it. Just make sure you understand that. It's important. Not just for this cause, for every cause. All right. Let's, I've got this thing on two black eyes. I'm just kind of like, because I don't know if I'm in the mood. You know what I mean? It's like I have to talk about it because it's time sensitive, I suppose. Okay, I'm not real happy about this whole judge giving the parents 2 days to prove whether their kid should live thing. Did you hear about that? It's not complex to me. I'm not going to get that far into it. I just think there's an enormous difference between government and God. I think little g should not act like big G. And I'm just kind of get... And here's the problem. You get... A lot of people were like mad at, remember Mitt Romney? And it's like, well, when he said, well, you know, corporations are people. They're like, corporations aren't people, but government is. Oh, yeah. See, that doesn't work that way. If corporations aren't people, neither is government. Come on. But the government shouldn't determine for these parents, and they've got their own money. I don't like stuff like that. I think that's too much reach. So I'm going to just ask you to pray that that in your lifetime, the government doesn't determine for you whether you get to live or die. That is a death panel. And whatever it says. All right. This is a story that just, I guess I have to do it. I just don't know how to do these stories. Let's skip the music. I'm struggling on this. There is a professor in Yale Divinity Professor. Now, being one that's in the process, I can tell you right now, a Divinity Professor could be an adjunct professor. It could be somebody who's teaching an online class. It could be somebody that has a syllabus that's already been pre-done and they just insert their names. I know this for a fact. And that makes them a professor, and they can do it for Yale, they can do it for Princeton, they can do it for Harvard. None of those schools, Yale, Princeton, Harvard, none of their divinity divisions are any better than any other school. And in most cases, they're much worse because they don't even believe the Bible. Now, this story doesn't go that far, but there's a lot of divinity schools that just don't believe the Bible is real. Just like you're like, how would you even, why are you even in this arena? But this Yale professor got mad at Marco Rubio. I have no idea why I'm sticking up for Marco Rubio. I don't think he's done anything right or wrong. It wasn't the best election that he ever ran. But the reason that the professor got mad at Marco Rubio is because Marco Rubio quoted a proverb. So this brilliant professor of divinity at Yale, hint, hint, sarcasm all over Dave's voice, was mad that Marco Rubio chose one of the most Republican books of the entire Bible, Proverbs, to send out a quote. Now, I'm not a genius, but I can pretty much tell you that when Solomon wrote Proverbs, he probably wasn't a Republican. You know. Also, I didn't know that the Bible was divided up into Republican and Democratic categories. That's a new one. Additionally, just wait, this is just a... Additionally, if that guy thinks that Proverbs is Republican, then apparently God is a Republican since it's the book on wisdom. This is what's so dumb. It's not Republican, folks. I'm pretty sure you know what I'm trying to say there. It's not democratic. It's not capitalistic and socialistic in the way that people try to defend it, because there is a man is worthy of his wage, and there is they shared everything they had and shared everything together. It's all of that. And all of that trying to determine a social structure misses the message of the Bible. Salvation comes through Jesus Christ. He died on that cross for our sins. He was buried, and 3 days later he rose from the dead. He ascended to the Father at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again. That is the gospel, that we can have a relationship with God through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and walk this planet in the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And when you take politics and try to attach that to God's word, you're godless if you separate it into the visions of man. And it's just ridiculous. And that this guy is a professor is absolutely absurd. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Remember I mentioned that Princeton professor in theology who said Jesus didn't just say that he was God and didn't say he was Messiah? I went through today just going through this story, and in 4 minutes I wrote down 20 verses where Jesus declares his divinity and messiahship. Took me 4 full minutes. It's not hard if you've actually read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's got easier to do it then, of course. Not even to start with that his name was Emmanuel, God with us. That was his name. Ay, 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 ay. This is what I'm trying to calm down. Calm down, Dave. Calm down. Calm down. Deep breaths. Here is a clue for all of these false prophet, false teachers. before you use the Bible, read the Bible. See Dick run. Run, Jane, run. Try that, only try it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You may actually hear the real message of God instead of reinforcing your own lies. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, probably throw up, and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
And I pray the Lord my soul to keep me through your grace.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Spiritual hunger is as normal as physical craving for food. Jesus said, I am the living bread, which come down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever.
Billy Graham.
Perhaps you do not even know that you're hungering for the bread of life. Consciously or unconsciously, you're seeking, questing, longing for something that you've never found. I want to tell you the thing that you're searching for all your life. That hunger is the hunger for the bread of life. And Jesus said that he was the bread of life and the water of life. Right now, you can drink at the fountain. Right now, you can partake of Christ.
Yes, only Jesus Christ can satisfy your spiritual hunger, but you must surrender your life to him.
Repent of your sins and let Jesus come in. And when he comes in, the Holy Spirit performs the miracle of the new birth and you become a new creation.
Want to learn more about how all that works? Check out findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
How many of the biblical characters I'm about to name do you recognize? This is Jim Garlow. See how you do with these names. They're all biblical names now. How many do you recognize? Shamua, Shaphat, Egal, Palti, Gadiel, Gadi, Amiel, Sether, Nab, and Gul. Don't be too hard on yourself. They're all in the Bible, but I doubt anyone recognizes any of their names. And that's because, let me be blunt, they were wimps. They were the 10 cowardly spies in Numbers 13. The other two we do remember, Joshua and Caleb. Why? Because they were bold, ready to charge forward. And most of us prefer to identify with winners. Here's my point. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, one of the most courageous men in history, said, "The ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world it leaves to its children." It's time for the U.S. to be like Joshua and Caleb in a nation that's in trouble.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
If I had a small fortune, if I were a rich man, I have a
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We are honored to have our next guest. He is a legend, not in his mind, but in our time. You like that, Marty? I covered that.
I do.
800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526, theretirementprofessor.com. I like that more than the retirement professor. I can't help it. Theretirementprofessor.com. Marty, how you doing?
Hey, David, I am doing great. You know, every time I hear that if I were a rich man from Fiddler on the Roof, and he says, you know, all day long I'd biddy-biddy-bum, and I've been wondering for years, how do you biddy-biddy-bum?
That's an excellent question that I probably cannot answer, though I suspect my mom thought I was doing that when I was sitting on the couch watching the FBI back in the day. I'm pretty right. sure. Remember, I do, I'm not doing anything, Ma. That's the problem, son. I think it's some of that. Anyway,
yeah,
how you been? How are things in life itself? I'm going to ask you about finances, but before I cry about it, talk to me about life. Well, I mean, are you doing good?
Yeah, doing really well. Family's all good. Looking forward to, you know, the rest of the summer. Hopefully, maybe sometime in August, going to get to take 3 or 4 days out of the week and, you know, take a little long weekend kind of break. But, yeah, everybody's healthy. My new grandbaby's really healthy, and everybody's doing well there, David. So I know you understand the nachas of that.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm blessed. Everybody's doing great, and I'm staying busy here at work. Actually, it's been a little busier. You know, usually we kind of get a little quiet in the summers. People kind of come and go on vacations and all that, and it's been a busy July for us so far.
Yeah, that's good, though. From a business point of view, that's good. Mm-hmm. And I'll just make sure before you take your vacation, you clear it with me, just so we can make sure that it's all approved before we do any of the other stuff. Don't forget that, Marty.
Absolutely.
All right. Talk to me about what has happened in the world of economics. They had the big G20. So what? But they had that big thing happen, and now you got everybody doing the exact same thing they've been doing for, 3 months? I mean, you know, Russia, 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 we can't pass this. Russia, 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 we can't pass this. In the meantime, how's everybody feeling financially? Because I did hear credit scores were actually up. I did hear
yes,
that.
I saw that article too. I did read about that. Credit scores were up a little bit, which was good news. And it's hard to say exactly what the cause of that is. Although I do think that more people are paying attention to that. And of course, as you know, employment numbers have improved. So if more people are working, you know, maybe give them a chance to pay down some of the debt. That's a good thing. But you know, David, the cloud that kind of hangs out there is it's still kind of grappling with this whole healthcare thing to see if they can get this repealed and replaced, or at least repealed. And you know, the Republicans continue to squabble, and it's not for me so much the healthcare thing. Is it just again shows either the ability or inability of the administration to, you know, take care of some of their agenda items, and these were a couple of their top platforms was healthcare and, of course, tax reform. And I think the general sentiment is, well, if we can't get healthcare done, can we really get tax reform done? And so that's kind of a big wild card hanging out there in terms of the investment markets right now.
So with that, unsurety, mm-hmm. that creates just that much more instability, right? I mean, that's kind of what's creating that.
It does, and it creates volatility. It's why you see these kind of big intraday swings where, you know, even a day like today, the markets didn't do much, you know, in terms of closing differently than yesterday's close. There wasn't a lot of difference. But during the course of the day, the swings were pretty wild. You know, it's up 50, down 70, up 30, and just kind of, you know, the intraday trading activity and volatility is really evidence of a market just kind of looking for direction. And so it creates that kind of uncertainty, which, as you know, is not, you know, the market likes predictability and, you know, clarity of direction. And when you don't have that, it creates that kind of volatility. You know, I mean, some would say it creates opportunity because, you know, if you know what you're doing and you're a sophisticated investor, you can actually make money as an investor, whether the market's going up or down. If you're shorting the market and it's going down, you can make money in that environment. So that's a whole different conversation and a very risky way to make a living, by the way.
Yeah, that can be very dangerous. Now, I find it amazing because, you know, they're not sure if they know what they're doing. I'm not sure I know what I'm doing as a human being after 55 years. So, you know, I don't know who can figure out some stuff. I'm pretty sure I don't know what's going on. But let me ask you this. In modification on numbers, it seems to me that they'll come out and they'll say, hey, there was 188,000 jobs created. And then in about the third month in a row, they go, actually, it was like 228 or 242 or whatever. And they're always modifying up now. They used to always modify down. So I was wondering, how do they determine, you know, that we're plus jobs? I mean, you know, because every time they come up with a number, no matter who it is, they always change it. Oh, we had 10 new jobs. Actually, we had 14. But no, it was really 7. It's like, what does that mean?
Well, it is confusing. They use payroll data to, you know, to make those determinations. And I don't really believe the numbers all that much, David, only because, you know, I just think they're deceiving. And you can, you know, what's the old saying? You know, statistics don't lie, but statisticians do. So you can kind of tweak those numbers to, you know, have them tell the story that you want them to tell and, you know, the agenda that you want to push. You know, so for example, what it doesn't tell you is how many people are still unemployed, you know, that, you know, were engineers that lost their jobs in 2008, 2009, and, you know, now they're working at Walmart, so they're, you know, not able to use their professional credential and they're not making, you know, half the money they used to make. Well, they still go on the books as employed now, but it's an underemployed population, and there's really not a way that the statistics measure that. So I, you know, again, I think it's just kind of more politically driven than anything else.
I think that's a good point, especially the way they report it. All right, now I'm going to ask you the big question that'll get you in trouble.
Okay, good.
You ready?
I'm ready.
What is wrong that these guys cannot pass something? What I could get 100 people in a room, you give me a month, give me one lunch and one stick, and I will get a 5248 for you before it's done. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Amen, David. And you know what, brother? That's why I am writing your name in for president next year, the next election. I agree with you. It's so frustrating. I think everybody's kind of, you know, protecting their turf, and everybody's worried about midterm elections, and nobody wants to be, you know, oh, you voted against, you know, the health care, or you voted for the repeal, and yet you didn't have a plan to replace it. So they're, I think, worried that the opposing, you know, party is going to use that against them in the midterms. And everybody's just defending their turf rather than doing what's best for the American people. And that's my sense of it. I do think there are some idealistic differences, but my goodness, the idea that we can't get anything done because not only are the Democrats fighting the Republicans, but the Republicans are fighting the Republicans, and it's upsetting to me because it leaves you with a government that's really doing nothing.
Yeah, and I think that's what's frustrating. I'm not sure why nobody understands that. Every 2 years is technically a midterm election, because every two years. So they're always in midterm election mode. I say we just have term limits, and that'll be the end of that. You know, you get two shots. You can't do it in 8 years. You can't do it in X amount of years. Get out. You know, if you go take a sales job and you don't sell something for 2 years, you're fired. That's how it works.
Yep. Your employer would fire you. Your wife would fire you. I mean, you're right. I mean, but your point is, where's the accountability here to get things done? And it's not there right now. And I do think the Republicans are going to pay a heavy price if this doesn't turn around here and pretty quickly. So. I'm kind of trying to read the tea leaves here, David, and I do think there's still a shot here in the next week to get something done. But they've got to come together on this thing and do it quickly and show the people that, you know, they're working for us and not just worried about their own political careers.
Yeah, I think that's the first. You know, I haven't been a Republican. I've never been a Democrat. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I was a Republican for my first 48, 49 years, and then went independent. And I'm saying the exact same thing I'm saying now. I was saying then, you guys cannot get together and make a decision. I've been saying it for a long time. And it's like, I don't agree with some of the systems that maybe the Democrats would put in place, but I'm no more impressed with the fact that the Republicans can't do anything, and sometimes including tying their shoe. It's just ridiculous.
It is. It's I think it's really maddening. And I think the as voters, you know, kind of, you know, let that wrath kind of build over here. I think there really could be a bit of a dramatic changeover in the, you know, Congress if this doesn't turn around quickly. And I think the smart, you know, the smart Republicans understand this. And again, it's not that I'm lobbying for Republicans. I'm lobbying for something to get done. That's what we want. But the infighting, and, you know, they're focusing on minutiae when there's huge issues that have to be grappled with, and they get stuck in, you know, kind of petty politics stuff. And it's frustrating to watch, for sure.
Yeah, I just came up with the answer while you were saying that. Ready?
What is it?
If they can't come up with a solution, no soup for you. No soup. You get no soup. No soup for you.
That's right.
We're going to do that. How about that? No soup for you. You know, and then everybody's in there and they're hungry. You can't leave. And to get to bed, you have to have a pass to go to the bathroom. And no soup for you. I think that's the way to handle it, Marty. I'm gonna try and come up with something there. I'll probably get a lot of support. All right, folks, you got to talk. If you want to talk to somebody who knows that frustration you feel, but also knows the best way to plan around as best you can. Hey, Marty, be the first one to tell you can't plan for everything the Lord has in mind the way that the Lord sets things up, but you can do your best to be the best steward you can be. Give them a call, 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526, or theretirementprofessor.com. Thank you, Marty.
David, thank you. Great to chat with you. We'll catch you next week.
All right, you got it. No soup for them, Marty. No soup for them. Okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back with our next DDD. Don't go anywhere.
Christian station.
I think the first thing you do is you start the practice of asking God.
Dana Grish talks about how in the midst of parenting, you can rely on God for direction.
I was the kind of mom who wanted to fix every situation. My kid doesn't have to feel lonely. My kid doesn't have to feel left out. My kid doesn't have to not have cute clothes. My kid, all this stuff, I wanted to control that so they didn't feel the pain of it. I still think I probably struggle with it, even as an empty nesting mom. One of my daughters was living away from home recently and was lonely, and I thought, well, I can write books from anywhere. I'll just go there. I'll fix the loneliness, right? And the Lord just said, did you ask me? Mm. And as I spent time with God, he said, really, what I want you to pray is not that her loneliness would be erased, but that she would find friendship with God in the loneliness.
Turn your ear and your heart toward God when it comes to your child. Hear more from Dana today at FamilyMinute.org.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You know, we have slogans and so on and so forth, but some days, man, I'm just like, you just, You just try and pour it all out there. And there are times where you can get frustrated. Not just me sharing something, but you just look at all the things going around you and go, in fact, I'm going to talk about this and not the DDD. So, you know, there are times where you do your walk and you look at something and you think, well, you know, shouldn't this be smoother? Like smooth, like peanut butter without the crunchy stuff, right? But life is not always smooth, or life is not a smoothie. And the idea that I think some of us, we get frustrated, I don't think that's abnormal. I don't think it's always inappropriate. I just think there's levels that you can go too far in. So, for example, the Bible says, be angry, but do not sin, which tells you that there is an acceptable level of anger, a righteous indignation, but that it's way easy for people to get too angry and too upset. And that's why that very next verse says, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. The idea is not to let that anger fester into something greater, which might be aggressive anger or something along those lines. Well, the reason I'm bringing that up is because I think, just even by the Holy Spirit, that there are people out there that are frustrated. And as I was listening to Marty, who to me is one of the better balanced people that I know in faith, as I was listening, you can tell that in his industry, where it is, you know, I mean, you're talking numbers and you're talking percentages and loans and government structures, where their industry, they're used to something that's more consistent. And within their own industry, things are bouncing up and down. And it's probably my bet that in your life, things are bouncing up and down, since in every stable industry, things are bouncing up and down. In the government, they're bouncing up and down. In all the schooling, it's bouncing up. In every single area, not even discussing our weight, which bounces up and down. And it's not that you can't have a moment where you go, ah, that's not what it is. You can't let that moment stay with you so long that it ruins you. That's what I'm saying. It's not that frustration doesn't exist. It is true that frustration loses its power in the face of eternity, because 100 years from now, you won't care. I mean, that there's no, you can't escape that one thing. 100 years from this moment right now, you will care about none of this. Zero. There won't be anything on your plate that you'll care about. You just need to be at the right place. You're at the right plate, kind of thing. That's all that counts. Because either your plate's going to be too hot to touch, or it's going to be a fantastic feast. I would suggest the feast, just personally. But you can alleviate some of it if it's getting too much. But here's the thing. Don't let the frustration and the instability of the world be the thing that draws you down. Because that means you're letting the world and the enemy own you. Now, here's a fascinating element. I went to Bible college when I was a young man. I was in Bible college, actually, before my friends were out of high school, which, if you knew me, that's pretty miraculous. But I remember when the gentleman got up, the provost got up to teach the particular chapel we were having, that he used the psalm when we were all getting ready to go into finals, that says, though the earth be moved into the sea, I will not be afraid. And so he used that as kind of a joking passage to say, even though you're going into finals, it's, you know, it's not like the level that, you know, the whole earth has been destroyed. And if you don't do great, it's not the end of life. And, you know, so he was using that as an illustration. But it's funny because I remember this about 38 years ago. It's funny because the reality is that whatever it is that you're going through, that power, you can spit at it and you can yell at it every once in a while, but it doesn't need to own you. And you don't have to let it own you, and you don't have to harbor it inside of you, and you don't have to build it up. Because it does lose its power as that one fades and another one comes in its place. And the reason I'm saying that is for all of us to take a deep breath. I was at a pastor's conference, And I've mentioned this before. It's just one of those great, you know, things where at a pastor's conference, you get 5,000 pastors in a room. What does every pastor want to do? Blah, 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 blah. You know, I mean, if you get a pastor who finishes in under 40 minutes, you know, give him a medal. Okay. I mean, because it's really, you know, right? But you got all these pastors in a room. And you could tell all these people almost like not jockeying for position, but you can just tell they wanted to be known and they wanted to be. It was the lone voice that nobody could see in the back of the room that just simply stood up with the loudest voice that quieted everybody down. And I mean loud. And there was a 3-tier building and it was in Anaheim. He said, "Relax and enjoy the ride." It was like, wow. You don't hear that very often from pastors. Relax and enjoy the ride. So, okay, I know it's frustrating. I know it's, but you know what? The Lord knows. And the earth, even if the earth gets removed into the sea, the Lord knows. And the Lord's in charge. None of this is, God's not up there going, well, where's my thumb drive? I didn't see this coming. I mean, it's like, come on. We need to take it back. There needs to be just a, you know, there is a chill pill. It's called the Gospel. I mean, that's the reality. There's a chill pill called the Gospel. And it is, of all things, it is a gospel. Jesus said it. It is clearly this message. It is a gospel of peace. Because the first thing the resurrected Jesus Christ said to a very flustered group of disciples, the first thing he said was, peace. And that seems to be the biggest evading factor. Seems to be the factor why we medicate. Seems to be the factor why we get involved in sin, which brings temporary pleasure or temporary euphoria, never to last, only to come back and bite us. That peace, that comes from the Prince of Peace. His name is Jesus. And that's the medicine we need more than any other. Got a deep breath. You get on the freeway now, it's amazing. It doesn't bother me as much, which I find amazing, but you get on the freeway now. It took me 48 minutes 9 months ago, what is now taking me an hour and 4 minutes. It doesn't matter what they say statistically. It's just how I get home and the same thing, and it's like the same consistent thing. Here's the thing. I can freak out about it, or I can just utilize that time somehow better, or I can worship more, or I mean, I can do something with it, but I don't have to let it destroy me. That's what I'm talking about. There's some of you out there that you're letting some of these things so eat into your spirit and so eat into your psyche, they're taking you down and they're changing your character. You know what? They're not worth it. Don't hold on to the garbage. If you got a garbage bag on your back and you're walking around with it, do yourself a favor. Let go. Okay? You don't have to carry it. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. This year, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel this fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
This is John MacArthur welcoming you to Portraits of Grace. Roman soldiers typically carried 2 swords, a large broadsword and a small dagger. Most often they used the 6 to 18 inch dagger in battle, and it is to that sword Paul referred when he said, "Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." God's Word is our spiritual weapon for fighting our most intimate spiritual battles. Through His Word, God transformed us and supplies everything we need to live a godly, victorious life. Now the question is, do you know how to use this powerful and effective weapon? The sword is most effective when you apply specific biblical principles from the Word of God to the specific issues you face. But in order to do that, you must diligently study the Word to store up the truths you'll need to draw from in the heat of battle. This is John MacArthur, hoping you'll join me again for Portraits of Grace.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I should always let you know, you can reach the show, davidspoon@kprz.com. That is the email. Some of you may be wondering, well, what happened there in that last segment? You know, you were going to do a DDD, and then it was kind of like you were, freelancing, and you were kind of like just, what is that word in music?
It's freestyling.
Freestyling. So it's freestyling. And every once in a while, I will do that freestyling. And people think, well, you know, is that spiritual? I don't know. All I know is that sometimes I do it. And you're thinking, well, was that, you know, this powerful moment where heaven and earth changed and the Holy Spirit said, do this? No. That was me going, I don't feel like teaching that DDD, so I'm not gonna. That's what that was. And if the Lord used anything I said and it was helpful, great. And then they didn't use it, sorry. And that's the best I got. There's nothing more that's coming out of that. All right. We do have some things that are up and coming that are really, really cool. I'm telling you, this thing where we're going to have a guest host with me. So he's going to be like a co-host, which we've never done before. This should be a lot of fun. Here we go on our Facebook post. It's just five straightforward things. This is not an exhaustive list, but I do find it ironic now that I'm looking at it what the last one is on this list. It's the title of this is Just a Few Things Jesus Left Us. Just a Few Things Jesus Left Us. And in the post it says, here are some basics, but not an exhaustive list by any means. Okay? Here is the one of the main things that Jesus left us. Ready? The truth. You do not understand love until you understand it through the eyes of God. The love that man operates in, the phileo love, is often a false love, a love based on feelings, which does not last and has no endurance. The agape love is the divine love, and without that, there is no way to operate in a spirit of love one towards another. And it's that truth and every other truth that God sets forward by His truth as given to us through the truth, Jesus Christ. That's number one. Number two, and this is super duper 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 important, a graspable eternal life. Before Jesus came, everybody was just, oh, I wish we could live forever. Wish we could live forever. And there's comments throughout the Old Testament, sorry for those that don't see it, about, you know, living forever, especially in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 10, 11, and 12. But the idea is that Jesus brought immortality and eternity to light through the Gospels. In other words, Jesus turned on the light bulb when it comes to eternal life and showed us a graspable, attainable eternal life. And let me tell you something. If you didn't live for eternity, you're going through a lot of stuff for nothing. And Paul said, you are of all people most miserable. So the truth, a graspable, eternal life, also an example of relationship between humanity and divinity in the life of Jesus Christ. I mean, is that just awesome? The way that Jesus communed with the Father, the way that Jesus did what the Father desired, and that manifestation of that relationship was life-changing and earth-changing. These are just random things I picked. And the fourth thing, and I think one of the things that is coolest, is we actually got a picture of God's love. You see, you can say, God loves me, God loves me, God loves me. But when you see Jesus Christ laying down his life, sacrificing himself, you see the picture clearly. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, it says that Jesus is the exact representation. I don't know if you know the word exact, but it means exact. And he is the exact representation of God. He showed us what love looks like by the actions he took. He willingly, not because of the death penalty, cable news commentators, willingly laid down his life for our benefit. That is a picture of love. Giving up something for the sake of somebody else without expecting something in return. Wow. The truth, a graspable eternal life, the example of relationship between humanity and divinity, a picture of God's love, and you know what the fifth thing is that I wrote? Get ready for this. Peace, which we just did. John 14, 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. We just talked about this in the last segment. Jesus gives us a peace unlike the world. The world's peace is short-lived and always has a price behind it. Jesus says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't let these things overwhelm you. Don't be afraid. Don't live in fret. Don't live in fear. Don't live in worry. Live in the peace that comes from Jesus Christ. Wow. You know what's amazing? I could do this for 2 hours and never exhaust a list. Those are just a few of the things that Jesus left us. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break. Then we'll come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.